For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team will host Lake State in the semifinals this week of the CCHA Mason Cup playoffs, joined by senior Eric Martin. Marty, I'm sure you've been on teams in the past that have been on a hot streak entering the playoffs or at the end of the year. What stood out about this run for this team this year?
I mean, I think the biggest thing is probably our defensive game. I mean, I think at the start of the year, we're letting in way too many goals and the penalty kill wasn't great. And I mean, I think even coach had a meeting the other day and talked about it. Like, I think in the last 10 games, we've only allowed 18 goals. So, you know, when you're allowing the opponent to only score 1.8 goals per game, I mean, you have a good chance of winning a lot of games.
Games early, like you said, there were a bunch of goals. The series with Lake State, there's been a bunch of goals. And I don't know if I can remember a year where, you know, a 1-7 matchup, the seventh seeded team has got the better record. What is it about Lake State's game that is so successful for them?
I mean, they have a lot of talented forwards. I mean, up and down their lineup. Even like I was just watching the game on Saturday or on Sunday, the game three against St. Thomas, and like they just put pace. I mean, so many of their forwards are just skilled and like offensively gifted. So I mean, it's going to test our defense again. And I mean, we went up to the task so far. So hopefully we can shut them down again.
Since you guys went on this run, all four lines have been productive. What is it about, you know, you and Layton and Kirkland that's been working so well?
I think our games kind of complement each other a lot. I mean, we all kind of have a different sort of game, and I think the three of us together, we've been playing a lot in the offensive zone, so that's definitely something that I think we all enjoy a lot more. So, I mean, Kirk's a hell of a player. He works every single game, and he's really good below the dot. And then Layton, I mean, his game speaks for himself. He's a shooter. He knows how to play. He's fast. And I think me too, I kind of like to play that game where, you know, we move fast, we transition fast. So I think that the three of us together have really been doing a good job with that.
You've had a lot of freshmen who have come up big as well as of late. By this point in the year, they're not really freshmen anymore. But what have you noticed about that group and how they've kind of helped this team along as you guys have gotten hot?
Yeah, I mean, I think even speaking from my personal experiences, like it's never easy to come in here as a freshman. And I mean, it's a lot different than junior hockey, that's for sure. And there's definitely that learning curve that they go through. And I mean, I think that all of them have just taken leaps forward throughout the year. And you can see it in their like play too. They're a lot more confident. And it seems like, you know, like even just like Chids and Jake on that fourth line, like those two have just been working, like playing the right way, playing 200 feet. And I mean, Eric's game too, I mean, he does just about everything out there, so I don't think there's not much to say there. But no, I mean, even all of them, just like you can just see how much they've grown this year.
There's been a lot of energy in this building the last couple of weeks. I'm anticipating a lot of energy this week. How much do you guys feed off of that?
100%. I mean, I think at the start of the year, we didn't have the best crowds for sure. And I mean, we weren't playing that well either, so I don't really blame the fans that much. But I mean, even just the last like month, maybe it seems like the building's been a lot more packed, and like just you said, like the energy. I mean, after we score a goal, it's just you can feel it in the place, and you can tell the fans are passionate and they want that just as bad as we do.
Best of luck.
Thank you.